is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGovernment.com. And today is January 18th, 2008. I have a lot of stuff to cover on today's show. We're going to talk about the Ron Paul campaign. We're going to talk about some of the business going on with the Nevada GOP and in regards to a complaint that the Ron Paul campaign actually filed against the GOP, and we're going to cover that. Some very interesting stuff there. Apparently, the Nevada GOP, they've actually been sending information like postcards and things like that to prospective voters with incorrect caucus locations, and the Ron Paul campaign complained. And the Nevada GOP is saying, oh, we're just crazy. We're just being unreasonable. And it's completely ridiculous. So we're going to cover that. We also got some real ID news. I'm going to play this clip of some coverage on NBC regarding the real ID. Of course, the real ID, that's the push towards a national ID card. And it's basically a move to get all the state's driver's licenses compliant with this real ID technology, and it amounts to nothing short of a national ID card. It is simply a system of control that these people are trying to put into place, similar to the system the Nazis put into place with asking everybody for their papers to travel internally. And that's really what we have here. So we're going to talk about that. Fortunately, we have states like Montana that are actively trying to go against this whole federal push for this real ID. So that's very encouraging. So we're going to talk about the real ID on today's show. We also have a ton of news stories that we're going to get into. We're going to talk about Bush's plan for this stimulus package, $140 billion stimulus package, which is just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Again, these people, they want to make subtle changes within the system that really have no effectual change whatsoever. You know, they're just putting lipstick on a pig, and they refuse to address the real problem, which is the system. I mean, if you really want to solve some of these economic problems, let's talk about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Let's get rid of the IRS. Let's stop spending all this money overseas, and then we can start looking at resolving these problems. But George Bush, nope, $140 billion stimulus package of tax cuts, and it's not going to do anything. I mean, do you really think $300 or $800 back is going to really do something for the average American family? I mean, that's practically nothing, considering how much the currency has been inflated. It's completely ridiculous. We also have some other news here. 473 days of no White House email. That gets into how these emails just suddenly disappeared and were erased, and there's no trace of them, conveniently. And that dates back to the whole CIA leak scandal with Valerie Plame and all that. So we'll try to get into that. What else do we have here? A man tasered to death for not complying with police. Just more police state news there. And I want to cover this news a little bit more because I haven't had the chance to do this. Anti-terror plan to control entire web. We literally have this crazy person in the United Kingdom, this Jackie Smith. And she's the Home Secretary over there, and she literally wants to police the internet, basically have complete government control over the internet to fight terrorism. It is completely insane. But anyway, we'll be back on the other side, and we'll cover all this news. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The show, and let's just jump right into some of this news. And the first thing I want to talk about on the show is the Real ID, and this thing is just completely out of control. This is nothing more than a national ID card system, which is going to eventually be merged into a North American ID card system, which will eventually be merged into a world ID system. But by that time, then there's going to be everybody running around with microchips. It's literally insane. And a number of states have been fighting this, fortunately. And let me see here. There's one state in particular, Montana. And I'm trying to dig up the article here. Here it is. Montana governor foments Real ID rebellion. And this one is from Wired. And it reads as follows. Montana declared independence Friday from a federal identification rules and called on governors of 17 other states to join him in forcing a showdown with the federal government, which says it will not accept the driver's licenses of rebel state citizens starting May 11th. If that showdown comes to pass, residents of non-complying states could not use a driver's license to enter a federal courthouse or a Social Security Administration building, nor could board a plane without undergoing a pat-down search, possibly creating massive backlogs at the nation's airports and most certainly leading to a flurry of federal lawsuits. States have until May 11th to request extensions to the Real ID rules released last Friday, which requires states to make all current identification holders under the age of 50 to apply again with certified birth and marriage certificates. The rules also standardize license formats, require states to interlink their DMV databases, and require DMV employee background checks. I mean, this is just pure craziness, okay? They're trying to limit our ability to travel. Now we have to get authority from the state to travel. I mean, this is right out of Nazi Germany. I can't believe people aren't up in arms about this. They are simply setting up an eternal passport system within our country. Oh, you can't fly without a real ID card? Are you kidding me on this? And hey, I don't care if I can't enter a federal building, but the way I see it, you know what? Fine. They can have their real ID card. You know, let the airliners go out of business, because I am not taking one of these things. I don't care. I don't care. There, it gets to a point where you have to say enough is enough. And hopefully more states are going to stand up against this tyranny of this national ID card system and tell them just to go to hell. And I have this clip from NBC. I believe this is on the Today Show. Actually, yeah, it is from the Today Show. And again, this is just propaganda from the major network trying to sell us on how wonderful this ID card is going to be, how wonderful the real ID system is. And they're selling it on the fact that, oh, it's going to help prevent identification theft, and it's going to help the government defeat all of these illegal aliens that are coming over the border, which is ridiculous. It's not going to do anything like that, all right? The whole intention of the system is to create an internal passport system for American citizens. It's to enslave us. And they're trying to say that, oh, it's so wonderful because of all these reasons, which a real ID isn't going to solve anyway. You know, if they want to stop illegal immigration, they could do it right now. We have, what, 100-something thousand troops in Iraq? Well, let's bring all those troops back home. Let's put them on the border. I guarantee you that would stop illegal immigration quite quickly. But they don't do that, do they? And they're saying that this will stop identification theft? Oh, so because the government has all my information, I mean, is that supposed to make me feel better? I feel worse if the government has more of my information. I think that makes it more prone to identification theft because government institutions and agencies, they have proven their incompetence. Look at all the data they lost from the VA system. This happened a few months back, last year. They lost all this data on a laptop that contained personal information for everybody in the VA system. And over in the United Kingdom, they had all sorts of debacles with the agency over there that's pretty much like our IRS. I forget the name of the agency, but they lost information for all these people. And it was a complete disaster. So I don't feel comfortable with the government having more information of mine, because governments have proven they're completely incompetent. But anyway, let's play the clip. This is just propaganda from NBC on the Real ID card. Here it is.
Real ID Act, a post 9/11 plan to improve security rules for driver's licenses. Finally, details were unveiled Friday, and it's going to mean big changes in the way we get and renew our most common form of ID. NBC's Pete Williams has more on the story. Good morning, Pete.
Amy, this is something that will affect nearly everybody that has a driver's license. That's more than 200 million of us. We'll all soon face more scrutiny when these licenses come up for renewal. Responding to a storm of protest from states, the Department of Homeland Security says it will delay by nearly a decade the final deadline for Real ID, a requirement that Americans get a more secure driver's license if they want to use it to board planes and pass federal security checks.
We think going forward with this rule is a fair balance between important security measures and the need to make sure we are cost-effective in what we do.
To lower the costs, Real ID will concentrate first on younger Americans, starting with the age group most terrorists have come from. Within the next 6 years, by 2014, anyone under 50 must get the new, more secure ID. For everyone else, the deadline is 2017. Getting Real ID will require showing up with documents to prove identity and home address. The states must also add security features to make licenses harder to counterfeit. The Homeland Secretary says it will be worth the cost and bother.
It prevents someone from evading a watch list and getting on an airplane and blowing the plane up because they pretended to be someone else. Second, it damages or just takes away one of the major tools of illegal immigration.
And Secretary Chertoff says by phasing this program in over the next 9 years, it will cut about 75% off the cost to the states, Amy.
And Pete, speaking of states, I understand there are still quite a few who are resisting this notion of a secure or a real ID. What then happens to those residents of those states that are still resisting?
Some states have actually even passed laws saying, no, we're not going to take part. And I think Homeland hopes that the states that have rejected real ID as either too expensive or not worth the trouble will now reconsider. These states have until May to say whether they will join the program, but if they still say no, then their residents, as of this May, will no longer be able to use a driver's license to board an airplane and will need some other form of accepted federal ID, and for most people, that'll mean a passport.
Let me stop that right there. Did you just hear what he said? So if the deadline goes by, and I'm in a state where they pass legislation rejecting this real ID crap, I will not be able to fly. In other words, I need to have an internal passport to move from point A to point B on an aircraft. Totally insane, totally ridiculous, completely out of Nazi Germany. Let's go back to the clip.
All right, Pete, so we all know the lines at the DMV are notoriously long. What happens now with this now overhaul when I go next time, say, to the DMV to renew my driver's license?
Okay, well, when you renew your current license and switch over to Real ID, you will need to show up in person. You can't do this online or in the mail. You'll have to have your picture taken. They'll get your digital signature. And you'll have to bring a document to prove that you are who you say you are. And your current driver's license won't work for that. The state will verify those documents and do a computer search to make sure that nobody else with your name and social security number has a license in any other state. And by the way, Homeland says this is one way that they'll help to reduce identity theft. That'll take some time, so don't expect to get your real ID license the same day. It's going to be mailed to you, most likely.
All right, and I'm sure there will be long lines, as usual. Pete Williams, thank you. The real ID.
All right, that was a clip. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. You know, I mean, these people act like this is something wonderful. This is horrible. You know, I'm horrified at the fact that we actually have a driver's license, let alone some national ID card that acts as an internal passport. I mean, we shouldn't even have driver's licenses. I mean, put it this way. What has driver's licenses done in terms of making the roads safe? Not a whole lot. Guess what? People still die in the roads because accidents happen. You know, that's just the nature of the world we live in. But the government always thinks that they can come in and set up all these programs and systems in order to keep everybody safe. Well, do you know what? The government doesn't do a very good job at keeping anybody safe. In fact, the government, as I've mentioned many times on this show before, is one of the leading causes of death. Look at how many deaths the government caused in the 20th century. I mean, it's repulsive. And so they're saying that this national ID card is going to help prevent terrorism. It's going to help curb illegal immigration. And it's going to help curb identity theft, all of which are complete and absolute lies. I mean, there just comes a point in time where we just have to say enough is enough. And that's why I am rejecting taking any sort of national ID card. If I can't fly, fine. You know, let the airliners go bankrupt. Maybe when a couple airliners go bankrupt, they'll realize that this is a really bad, bad idea. But anyway, let's go to the phones. Henry in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay. All right, listen, you got 5 minutes because I got a couple of things I want to say on just on the subject you're talking.
We got 1 minute before the break.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, first of all, two things, and something I want to say after the break. To begin with, I think this is atrocious anyway because this national ID stuff is ridiculous because they don't even, you know, we're supposed to get all this proof of who we are and whatever, but meanwhile we got thousands and thousands and millions of third-world, non-European, third-world people flooding in from south of America, including some from Arabia, too, Israeli, too. Coming in south of the border, raping people, killing children, taking away American people's jobs. They want the truckers to be Mexican truckers to compete with their own American truckers so they could try to destroy the, you know.
Henry,
the
hold that thought real quick. We're about to break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Henry from Connecticut. And Henry, did you want to finish up your thoughts on this whole real ID business?
Yeah, let me tell you a couple of things, because I know about this with the driver's license stuff, even up here in New England. First of all, number one, the government's not doing their job to protect their borders like they should, and that's a felony. And those politicians and even corporations like Bank of America that help aiding and abetting this illegal third world invasion literally can be pressed with charges and crimes. I mean, sent to prison. It's on the books. I mean, it's illegal. Now, this thing with the national ID, it's ridiculous. So we need all these checkpoints and all that. First of all, you really shouldn't have to have a driver's license anyway except to use the interstate highways. But that's something different. But they have all this stuff want to tag you and chips and all that. Meanwhile, it's perfectly fine to let all this millions of third-world filth come in here just so they can downsize the American people's jobs and so they'd work harder and for less money and become a more, you know, a more diverse society and become global and all that, which is a bunch of crap. I mean, I see them even up here. I'm not too far from a big city in Connecticut. One of the largest places in Connecticut is Bridgeport. And I'm not that far from it. I traveled in Bridgeport on Thursday on the 17th. And I could tell, and they're not all Puerto Rican like they say. It's not. It's Guatemalan, it's Colombian, everything else. Now, the other thing is this. I'm going to tell you what happened with Jody Rell up here with the governor. And also something Ricky Adams told me, who's an actual host on your network, told me about what happened in Rhode Island. Sometime last year, there was a commissioner that was fired by Jody Rell, the governor of Connecticut, state of Connecticut, because there was a sting operation where there were people in the Department of Vehicles in Connecticut, I think in the Bridgeport area where they have all Hispanic and all that, where they were the workers, the DMV workers, were giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens for a certain price. Now, these aren't fake IDs per se, because, like I said, if you work in the DMV and you actually have access to making the cards and all that, and you issue them, you technically, in a way, you are issuing them a legitimate ID in a sense, which means that when the police or anybody else sees that driver's license, it's going to be on the computer database or whatever as a regular driver's license, because the people that work in the DMV put their name and process everything for them, whether they are, you know, for the amount of money. I forgot what the money was. I think it was $1,000 or whatever. Well, anyway, it was a big mess, and she even got rid of the commissioner even, so maybe it had something to do with it. But there were some top DMV people of Connecticut that were let go and also press charges and also were press charges where they can do 3 years in jail or being sent to prison. Not all of them, but quite a few of them. Now, the other thing is this, and that did happen, and that was just last year. I'm not making that up. Now, the other thing is Ricky Adams told me that out in Rhode Island, they had a similar thing where there was these illegal aliens from the Dominican Republic, and one of them worked at the DMV, and she was, and I think her and maybe they were like top-level people. They were giving driver's licenses to these illegal aliens, you know, without the papers and whatever, but they'll give you and me a hell in a handbasket, somebody 16 or somebody 20 or 30 or even 40, and they have blonde hair, blue-eyed, or American, or whatever, then they got to have all kinds of birth certificate, this, that, and everything else, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, Henry, I mean, we're second-class citizens now. I mean,
yeah,
all
right.
These legal aliens,
especially if you're white,
border,
yeah.
They're treated like first-class citizens, and we're the second-class citizens. It's
right,
disgusting.
Yeah. And, well, anyway, it was a big mess. Ricky Adams was very good. He covered the whole thing. And they were giving illegal aliens out in Rhode Island. Now, Rhode Island is not as poisoned as, I think, like Queens, New York, and Brooklyn, New York, and New York State in general. But it was a big mess out there, except I don't think it got as high as the commissioner. I think it was like a local office in Providence, a local branch of the Department of Vehicles in Providence, Rhode Island. Okay? But it was a mess going on there. And not only that, the purpose of them doing it, it's the top government officials in CFR and all that that may be appointed with the DMV and other. That's why they want to move these people up in higher branches of government, so they could force this stuff on us and force us to accept all this third world stuff coming here. Because, see, if they get these things directly from the government agency, you know, anybody that sees it, it's not really a fake ID per se. It's not a forgery and nothing else, because it comes from the actual agency that prints up and makes the picture and the card and all that, et cetera. So you cannot tell. And I find it hard to believe that that particular license and license number of each of these illegal aliens is not on the computer database where, let's say, if they were to check driver's licenses. It has to be, because it's processed by the people in the DMV. Now, that's the other thing, and that happened. And that was something happened latter part of last year. And Ricky covered that. And it happens.
All right, Henry, anything else you got to cover?
Yeah.
Because we're almost
okay,
at break.
Yeah. I was going to say it happens all the time in New York, and especially Jersey and New York. With it. So, and the other thing is this: when I rode a bus in Bridgeport the other day on the 17th of Thursday, I saw a small sign when they're talking about emergency window when you push out the window in case of a fire on the bus. Spanish was on the top, and English was on the bottom. So,
that's
see
crazy,
Henry.
But we have to break.
Else.
I appreciate the call, and we'll be back on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Show, and just to finish up on this national ID card business, I mean, like Henry was saying, I mean, basically, what the deal is here is that this whole system is being set up by design to treat the American citizen like we're second or third class citizens, and the illegal aliens, they can do whatever they want. They're giving them loans from the banks. I mean, Bank of America and all these different banks, they're just giving them money. I mean, it's nuts. And why is it that we have to prove our identity, that we're actually citizens, when we have all these illegal aliens running around? I mean, these people, all they have to do to resolve this problem, first, you end the welfare state, you end any sort of incentive for these people to be here, they will leave. And if you really want to get down and dirty with this, you put the military in the border. You put a massive militarized presence on the border and say, no, nobody else is coming across the border. All right? It's completely insane considering that we have so many economic problems coming down the pipe, yet the government has all of these resources to allocate for illegal aliens and them trying to push this guest worker program. Fortunately, that thing got defeated, but I'm sure they're going to try to push that thing again because the ultimate goal behind this is to form the North American Union. Okay, I mean, I don't think there's any secret behind that. And that's one of the reasons why they want to have this real ID system. That's another reason why you're seeing mass amounts of illegal immigration coming into this country. I mean, we're basically being invaded, okay? It's funny that the media is focused in on Iraq and Afghanistan. Meanwhile, our country is being invaded here at home. It's absolute madness, and the people who are in charge of our government are traitors, and they're complete and total criminals. And it's amazing that Bush and his whole regime up there hasn't been impeached. I can only imagine how many crimes that you could charge this guy with. It's off the charts. But I mean, the whole real ID thing, it's nothing more than a passport system, an internal passport system that they're trying to set up. And they're first going to do it through the planes. They'll say, oh, you can't fly unless you have one of these secure ID cards. And then it's going to be, oh, you can't drive past checkpoints without your secure ID card or your papers or your travel pass. I mean, literally, this is stuff that's right out of The Running Man, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that was based off of the novel, in the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he plays the role of Ben Richards. He's running around and he needs a travel pass to get from point A to point B. They have a travel pass system, and they're setting up a travel pass system here with the real ID. It's crazy. Let's get into some of our news, though. I just wish I had more time because I could talk about the real ID for hours upon hours. And I got lots of news articles. I got that clip if you want to hear it again up on my website, roguegovernment.com. But let's blow through some of these news stories. Database of domestic offenders proposed. And this one, I believe, originated from the New York Times. It was reposted on theledger.com. And basically, a California lawmaker wants to create an online database of men and women convicted of domestic violence in California. If you can believe this. You know, it's bad enough that we already have databases for sexual offenders. Now they want to have a database for domestic offenders. Well, what's next? We're going to have a database for anybody that's gotten a speeding ticket. We're going to have all these centralized databases that have everybody's information. I mean, regardless, I mean, if you get a parking ticket, they'll put you in this database. Oh, you're in the parking ticket offenders database. I mean, this is just getting crazy. There is no need for any of this stuff. All right, it's a waste of money. It's ineffectual. And what's the whole goal behind this? Oh, to help prevent domestic violence? Well, guess what? There's going to be domestic violence regardless of how many government programs, government databases that are set up. That's just the way it is. But you have these people who think that government can do no wrong. They can do everything. They can keep everybody safe. So we have these people like this idiot. What's her name? Fiona Ma. That's this assemblywoman's name. This San Francisco Democrat. And she is proposing this database of domestic offenders. Just ridiculous. All right, what a waste of money this is. Unbelievable. And I wish I had hours to cover this and how crazy this is. Fortunately, it's just a proposal, but it just shows how insane these people are. You know, I mean, you see time and time again that the government cannot protect people. It cannot resolve problems. Yet these people, these insane people in the government, believe that the government can do all these things that they've never been able to do. That's why the founding fathers were so smart, because they knew limited small government was the best way to go, because governments always become tyrannical. They always go bad, and that's what we're seeing here. I mean, the corruption and the looting of this country is just crazy. Let's move on. General Motors says fuel requirements will add $6,000 per car. And this is from Reuters. New fuel efficiency requirements imposed by Congress will add on average $6,000 to the price of GM vehicles sold in the United States, the automaker's vice chairman and product chief said on Tuesday. Well, that comes as no surprise, because they want to destroy the auto industry in this country. They want to eliminate the big manufacturing base that we once had in this nation. They're doing a damn good job of it. So all these federal fuel regulations, even though they say, oh, this is to fight global warming and this is to curb man-made carbon emissions, the real goal of this is to eliminate the manufacturing base here in the United States and outsource everything overseas. And that's what the goal is here. I mean, $6,000 per car, that's crazy. But that's what they're trying to do. It's all being done by design. And you know what's funny is that you have GM. They have a North American sales chief. You go later on this article, it says GM's North American sales chief, and then he makes a quote on this whole on this whole situation. And what I'm noticing is that a lot of these big conglomerates and these major corporations, instead of having a U.S. sales chief or a U.S. president of operations or vice president of operations, they have a North American vice president of operations, a North American sales chief, and what have you. The reason being is because these people know that everything is merging and we're going to be in the North American Union very soon. All right, I mean, it's inevitable. And anybody who says that's a conspiracy theory is just, they got their head in the sand. I mean, you can read the Security and Prosperity Partnership. You can read, what is it, the North American Forum on Integration. They actually have an organization called the North American Forum on Integration. They're actually going to be holding a mock North American Parliament session. All right, I mean, give me a break. You know, it's like these people are saying, oh, there's no big elephant in the room, even though there's a big elephant sitting there in the room that's taking a big crap all over the place. And that's really what's happening here. There is going to be a North American Union. They're saying it's a North American community, according to the CFR documents. Oh, so, no, it's not a North American Union, but we're talking about building a North American community. And you look at what they did with the European Union. They established a European community before they established the European Union. So, I mean, the pattern is the same, you know, from start to finish. The European Union was the model that they used to get this North American Union set up, and that's what's happening here. Well, let's go on to another news story. Let's cover this Ron Paul news. Nevada GOP dismisses Ron Paul complaint, and this one's from the Boston Globe, and it reads as follows. Ron Paul, other than Mitt Romney, the only Republican actively campaigning for Saturday's Republican caucuses in Nevada, called this afternoon for the state party to consider postponing the contest due to multiple inconsistencies. But the state Republican Party immediately dismissed the allegations and said the caucus would go on as planned. We would hope that the Paul campaign would go act like adults and not try to set up straw men to make up for their lack of organizing, said Steve Wark, a caucus spokesman. And, you know, I got some information from on this Steve Wark character, and basically this guy's a huge Rudy Giuliani supporter, and he held this event for him earlier last year, and donated money to his campaign apparently. So it comes as no surprise that he's making these comments. And but anyway, the story goes on as follows: the Paul campaign complained that voters have received postcards with incorrect caucus locations. That eligibility requirements to participate have been changed several times, and that several rural counties could run out of ballots. The inconsistencies, errors, and multiple changes in the rules reek of playing politics with what should be a neutral process, said campaign manager Lou Moore in a statement. The people of Nevada deserve to know exactly what the rules are and to know that those rules are being fairly enforced. This has not happened up to this point, and the caucus appears to be in chaos. Well, it certainly isn't good with the with all these postcards being sent out where they have incorrect polling locations and what have you. So I think the Paul campaign has a legitimate complaint, but if you have the Steve Wark character that is a big supporter of Rudy Giuliani, I mean, this isn't going to go anywhere. You know, but, I mean, this just reeks of more dirty tricks being played by these people. And, of course, since Ron Paul is one of the few people who have campaigned actively on the GOP side of the fence, you know, it only makes sense that something like this would have happened. So, you know, clearly the caucus is going to go on because, well, they just don't care about the complaints from the Ron Paul campaign. Very disturbing. But let's go on to another story. Let's see here. Oh, here's a good one. This is from USA Today. Military says 75% of Baghdad secure. Unbelievable. We've been there how long? Over 5 years, and Baghdad is only 75% secure. About 75% of Baghdad's neighborhoods are now secure, a dramatic increase from 8% a year ago when President Bush ordered more troops to the capital, U.S. military figures show. That's ridiculous. So, oh, it was always 8% secure a year ago. Now it's 75% secure. We've been there for over 5 years. We've been there longer than we fought World War II. Yet these knuckleheads, they can't secure Baghdad 100%. And they won't ever be able to secure Baghdad 100% because people are pissed off. They're mad. They're angry. They're upset that their country is being occupied by a foreign army. They want us gone. But, of course, you don't see that viewpoint out there in the establishment press. Completely ridiculous. Unbelievable. And I could spend hours talking about that story as well. What else do we have here? So many news stories. Of course, where I talked about the Paul campaign calling for a Nevada caucus delay. Let me see here. Oh, here's one. Dubious GOP link with Diebold. And this one's from Wired. And it reads as follows. A company whose head is a former chairman of the Maryland Republican Party and is on Mitt Romney's presidential campaign steering committee has won a contract from Diebold to deliver its voting machines on election day to precincts in 14 Maryland voting districts. Unbelievable. I mean, these people are all connected. You know, I mean, basically what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with a criminal enterprise, and all these people are interlinked with one another. And, of course, there's news that came out from Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.org, regarding the New Hampshire recount. And this kind of ties into this story here. And basically, the voting boxes, the ballot boxes, not the voting boxes, ballot boxes, they had cuts in them. And there's issues with the chain of custody. I mean, the whole recount process has been completely compromised. You know, but and even the ballots that were recounted, there's been a number of anomalies with the counts. I mean, we're talking like 10 to 15% anomalies between the hand count and the previous count that took place on primary day. So I mean, the whole electoral process in this country has been co-opted on so many levels. We can't trust any of these results. And when you get this story from Wired talking about how this company that has links to Mitt Romney is in charge of delivering these voting machines on election day to these Maryland precincts or voting districts, I mean, it raises a number of questions. You know, it's just crazy. So the bottom line is we can't trust these elections because of these electronic voting machines, because of the special interests that are involved in these voting machines. It's pure madness. I wish I had hours to spend covering this story as well. I mean, literally, every day, there are stories I wish I had hours to cover. I mean, we're just dealing with so much craziness on so many levels. What else do we have here? There's so many stories. Former FBI informant given life for terrorism. This one's from the Associated Press. And this former FBI informant, he's been charged with terrorism, and they've sent him to jail. And of course, he was this big bad Al Qaeda leader, a Canadian terrorist. And it's interesting that he was actually an FBI informant. And they, I guess, pretty much what happened here, at least from the way I see it, it sounds like that he served as an FBI informant, and then following that, they basically sold him out and said, "Oh, you're a terrorist, and we're just gonna put you in the clink for the rest of your life." That's pretty much what happened here. And again, there is no such thing as Al-Qaeda. It's a fraud. It's just this organization, this fictitious organization that was created by the CIA, and they use it as justification for this whole phony war on terror. It's just crazy. So, you know, who knows what's actually going on with that story. Of course, the establishment press plays up, "Oh, we've caught another terrorist, and oh, this is fantastic." You know, but it's all a big fraud. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Bush wants $140 billion stimulus package. Got to talk about this one from the Associated Press. President Bush would like to see a package of tax cuts and other measures totaling around $140 billion to shore up the fragile U.S. economy, a White House document showed on Friday. And they're talking about giving tax rebates to the American people. And you know what? A $300 tax rebate, an $800 tax rebate, or whatever figure they're floating out there, is not going to do anything to boost the economy. If you want to boost the economy, let's start talking about getting rid of the IRS. Let's start talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Let's start talking about establishing an honest monetary system in this country again. But anyway, we have to break. We'll be back on our side. We'll get more into this stimulus package news and much more. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, welcome back to the show. Last segment here on the program. And just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, hempusa.org. They're suppliers of fine hemp products. Heard lots of good things about this company. I strongly suggest that you check them out for any sort of hemp products. And again, their website, hempusa.org, and their phone number, 908-691-2608. Again, that's 908-691-2608, hempusa.org. Now let me go on and let's finish up with this business with the Bush stimulus package that he's proposing. Now the bottom line here is that What these people are doing with these tax rebates or whatever they're going to give back to us, it's not going to help anything with the underlying fundamentals of the economy. Because the underlying fundamentals of the economy are based off of a phony monetary system. Okay? And you know what? I wish I had time to play this clip, but the Council of Foreign Relations, they actually had a 7-minute audio clip talking about the dollar and how it's this big experiment, this grand experiment, because there never has been a fiat currency that has been the world's reserve currency, and they act so calm about it. You know, and that's a CFR. You know, there's a link on my website. CFR analyzes historical anomaly of the U.S. dollar, because it is an anomaly. We've never been at a point in history where the world's reserve currency, and it's not going to be the world's reserve currency for long. In fact, it probably isn't right now. But we've never been at a point in time where currencies, I mean, you can argue if it's the dollar or the euro right now, but we've never been at a point in history where the world's reserve currency has been an entirely fiat currency. So that's the underlying problems with the economy, and these people, they won't address it because they have to lie. I mean, they're just at a point in time where they've lied so much, they have to continue to lie. Otherwise, there's going to be people in the streets asking for these people's heads. Let's see here. 473 days of no White House email. That's a story from the Associated Press. And it reads as follows. A White House chart indicates no email was archived on 473 days for various units of the executive office of the president, a House committee chairman says. And that's from Representative Henry Waxman. So isn't that convenient? Of course, there was this whole situation where they tried to get the emails dating back to what was it, around 2003 for the CIA leak case with Valerie Plame. And of course, all those tapes, those tapes with all those emails, they've been destroyed or recycled. So this comes as no surprise. Clearly, this administration has been extremely secret in all of their dealings, and there's been no transparency, and this just puts more fuel on the fire. And again, I wish I had more time to cover this story. It's so crazy. What else do we have here? Man tasered to death for noncompliance. This one is from the Star Tribune. And, yes, yeah, state troopers, they tasered a 20-year-old man who became uncooperative after a rush hour crash. And, yes, he is dead. He is dead from a taser. And, I mean, what's the purpose of this? There's a car crash. So what? The man is uncooperative. So they decide they're going to taser him. And as a result of the taser, his heart stopped. And this is a 29-year-old man. Okay? This isn't like some elderly person or young child being tasered. This is a 29-year-old man in the prime of his life. And he died from it. There needs to be a serious look at the use of tasers in this country. The UN has said that they're torture devices, for Pete's sake. It's just absolutely insane. But anyway, I'm just out of time. Check out my website, roguearmor.com, for all these news stories and all this craziness. And we'll be back Monday, and we'll do this again. Rick Adams is next. Take it easy.
Since 19... 19-